The much-anticipated Powell River Garden Tour 2025 will take place this year on Sunday, June 8, and will feature 7 gardens for folks to peruse and admire. Many of them are south of town. Well-known horticulturist and Coffett community member Diana Wood will once again open up her backyard oasis on Westview Avenue, which is now called Boxwood Cottage and Garden, formerly Boxwood Cottages and Boxwood Suites, for tour participants to relax under a tree, listen to musical guests, and eat lunch at one of the many tables and spaces for visitors to gather. Wood is a member of the Canadian Rose Society, and wants to bring attention to the organization, but also to highlight to the public how beautiful roses are. "I really love roses," said Wood. "In May, roses aren't quite blooming yet, but in early June there will be some." She has plenty of spots around Boxwood with a variety of rose bushes that will bloom at different times throughout the spring, summer season. Wood also encourages, just for fun, but not required, garden tour participants to dress in garden party attire, such as wide brim hats, flowy light pants and dresses. She started organizing fundraising events like the garden tours more than 2 decades ago to raise money for a community garden project in Wildwood, which has since ceased to exist. Originally, the garden tour wasn't just about opening up people's gardens to the public, it was about fundraising for community projects and scholarships for those entering university, said Wood. "This property has always been a double lot with 2 existing cottages, plus my home. My garden now spans 2 acres after clearing tons of blackberry bushes. The space is regally decorated with ornamental flowers, well-designed rock walls, a walking bridge over a creek that flows through the property, gazebos and shady communal sitting areas. At the same time, Boxwood doesn't feel overly precious and landscaped. In the food garden, bushy kale, bright green bok choy, garlic, herbs and plenty of other edibles fill every space available." Powell River Garden Club has about 200 members, but the garden tour is separate from the club, said Wood. "It's funny because the hosts opening up their places on the tour are, of course, members of the garden club. But," Wood said, "this is not the garden club or a workshop. Although folks are encouraged to ask hosts questions, this is about flowers and plants in the landscaping and design." She said her garden is in constant flux during the spring and summer, with flowers blooming at different times. She also constantly works on changing and improving the design of the space. Hosts usually get a little frantic trying to get their gardens and homes ready for the tour. Some usually say at the beginning that the preparation for the tour is a lot of work, but later on they usually say they are glad, because it forced them to get work done that needed to be done, said Wood. Powell River Garden Tour starts at 9 a.m. and lasts until 4 p.m. on June 8. Tickets can be found at Springtime Garden Center in Cranberry or Mother Nature in Westview. Tickets also come with a handy map, so participants can plan their route and self-guided tour ahead of time, or wing it if they so please. Organizers encourage carpooling since parking is limited. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.